Yeah, I don't have. We're still, you know, gathering a bunch of information. He'll obviously be out for the season. I can't give you any specifics on the injuries and things like that because he's, you know, we still have doctor's visits. I think he's actually he stayed overnight in Denver and he's on his way back now. So feel bad, you know, just a tough injury, but I know he's going to work hard to come back.
The offensive line was able to keep Brock upright. Is that something you specifically game plan for, knowing how good they are?
Yeah, no, I thought the line did a decent job all night. I really did. I mean, we rushed for 140 yards. You know, I thought they battled hard. They competed. You know, I think overall, I think, you know, obviously there has to be a lot more consistency on offense and a lot better production, obviously. I mean, stating the obvious there. But I thought the line battled hard.
Bill, what's happened to your run defense?
Yeah, it's not very good, John. You know, we gave up 190 yards rushing. You know, I think, you know, we all have to do a better job. We've got to coach it better. We've got to get off blocks better. We've got to tackle better. At times, you know, we stop it and it looks pretty good, but it's too inconsistent. We have to do a much better job.
Does it force you to change things you want to play as far as, like, defenses because you have to focus so much on stopping a run?
Well, I think any time, you know, an offense is able to run the football, it makes it very difficult on a defense. And it does affect your game plan. And we have to, you know, people use the phrase go back to the drawing board. I don't know if that's what it is. I think every team's different. You know, the way that Detroit runs the ball is a lot different than the way that Denver runs the ball. So we're going to have to really study hard here on Detroit and figure out what we need to do to stop the run because it has to get a lot better.
What have you seen on Matthew Stafford coming into the game?
Yeah, well, you know, we started working on them a little bit a couple days ago, and just from what I've seen so far, you know, obviously very talented guy, very competitive, never thinks the play is over. The game is never over with this guy. No lead is safe. Tough scrambler, got a lot of respect for the way he plays the game. I think he's a heck of a quarterback.
Why do you think the offense is – when you speak about consistency struggled so much this season compared to the last two seasons when you didn't have that much consistency at the quarterback position and key spots?
Yeah, you know, it's a tough one. If I knew the answer to that, I'd probably be standing here in a better mood. You know, we're trying to fix it, Brian. I think, you know, coaches and players alike, we're all in it together. It's not from a lack of effort. It's not from a lack of preparation. You know, give Denver a lot of credit. I mean, they did a really good job, especially against our passing game. I mean, obviously, I think we had 70 yards passing there at one point late in the game. So, you know, it has to get better. You know, it has to get better. And, you know, we're working hard to try to improve it. I can't really pinpoint one thing. I think everybody's in it together. And we all just have to do a better job.
Osweiler's only had 7 starts, and obviously he's not some 10-year starter. But are you convinced with what you've seen with him in your offense, I mean, you know your offense so well, that he can be a top-level quarterback in this league with this team, with this offense?
He's a good player. I mean, I think that I think it's very difficult to come into a new system and a new team and just pick it up right away. I think everybody has to do a better job. I think, you know, coaches, we all have to do better. I think he can play better. I know that the receivers can run routes better. You know, we can continue to work and continue to go down the same inconsistent road, but eventually we've got to find consistency or we're not going to be where we want to be. So, but he's a good football player. He prepares hard. He practices hard. He's out there every day. He's in here getting treatment. He's doing everything that he needs to do to try to be the best quarterback he can be.
One of the things that you say, you talk about consistency on both sides of the ball. What does that look like? I mean, what do you have to do differently to achieve that? I mean, I know you said if it was an easy answer, you'd be happier, but what does that look like in terms of preparation?
Yeah, we just, you know, I think in all three phases, I think you've seen glimpses. I mean, you guys may not agree with this, but we are 4-3. So it's there has been some consistent play. And when it is consistent, when it is good, we've been able to move the ball on offense, score touchdowns. We've been able to stop the run on defense. We've been able to cover kicks better, return kicks better. But when it's bad, it's bad. And so, you know, we're all trying to work together to get that good part of it and make that even more so, obviously. So it's a very difficult question for me to answer. If I knew the answer, you know, believe me, I'd probably be in a better mood, like I said to Brian. So But we're all striving for that, and we're trying to get better. And it's not from a lack of effort. And we're going to keep working to be more consistent.
Bill, how is Lamar Miller doing? And was that just more of a bruise situation with the shoulder when he lowered it on the 25-yard run?
Yeah, I think he's doing better today. And we'll have to – he'd definitely be in the day-to-day category, though. We'll have to – with the short week here, we'll have to see how he is. But I give the guy a lot of credit. He's a tough guy. He's a pro football player. You know, he really came back and kept wanting to play, and I think that's good. And I thought Blue, other than the fumble, I thought Blue ran the ball hard too.
AJ Boye, this looked like another game where people tried to go after him and were unable to have success just because of the way he covers and the physical way he plays.
He was definitely one of the bright spots last night. He played really well. He played at a very high level. He tackled well. He covered well. He's playing very well.
What do you say to Brock? You're saying that he's doing everything right. He works hard. You know that. You know, he's talented. What do you say to help him kind of take those steps? Because he's having some rocky times.
Yeah, no, I think his ability to keep his poise is a big part of it. He does a good job of that. He has good communication skills on the sideline between series. Look, we're going to meet with him tomorrow, watch the tape, and talk about what we see, and then move on to Detroit. You know, he works very hard. When I say he's doing things right, I'm talking about his preparation, his showing up to practice every day, his the way that he takes care of his body, all those different things. He's doing very well. But you know, we all have to play better. When the lights go on, we have to play better. We have to coach better, and that's what we're all striving to do.
You've benched quarterbacks the last 2 years. Have you considered benching Brock, letting him take a look at what's going on?
No.
When you say you're doing everything you can do, at what point do you run out of things?
No, you never run out of things. No, I don't think you ever. No, I think this is a game. Every game's different. This is a long season. You know, these are 16-game seasons, like I said before, 16 one-game seasons, and we have nine left, and we have to approach Detroit as a season unto itself. And look, you can never in this sport and the way that every week goes and how different teams are, there's always different challenges and things that present to you. You know, hey, look, this is how we have to play more consistently. This is what we're gonna have to do to beat this team. You know, we have to improve these things. So there's always that challenge. That's sports. That's football. That's if there was perfection all the way around, then why would we even do it? So we're challenged here, and we're going to try to do a better job.
Bill, you mentioned the first down issues on offense, and obviously teams have known. You know, they're pressuring Brock a lot on second down, third down. Is he struggling to make the reads? You know, run the offense as quickly, as smoothly as you need your quarterback to do. And obviously it's a work in progress, but I mean, is that one of the keys where he's struggling right now?
I think, you know, different teams present different challenges. And I think that Denver did a good job of with their third down package. And even on first and second down, they did some good things. And I think, look, I think that Brock is working very hard to understand, you know, our system and how it applies to different defenses. I don't think it's easy to just jump right in and quickly be able to apply a brand new system to what, you know, a top level defense is doing. So I think we all have to do a better job of, you know, coaching and teaching it. And then obviously all of us as players and coaches, when we get to game time, we have to do a better job of executing it.
With Kareem Jackson, this is his first game back from the hamstring injury. How did you think he did out there? And also just your thoughts on Lonnie Ballantyne getting his feet wet for the first time in a long time.
You know, Kareem battled. Kareem was out there in first game back in a while, and I thought he was out there, had a couple tackles. Look, they've got some good receivers, but I thought he was competitive all night. Lonnie, it was good to get Lonnie back. You know, he's going to work himself back into football shape, and I think he'll get better and better the more he plays.
The run defense, obviously, J.J.'s in. You give up 99 a game, he's gone. I know everybody has injuries, but can it be that simple that it's not having – you don't have him or the other guys have to play better against the run?
I think that the nature of the league is that everybody deals with injuries. So whenever there's an injury, the next guy has to step up. It's the same thing now at right tackle. You know, Chris Clark, Kendall Lamb – stepping up when J.J. was injured. I mean, there's no there's no excuses. They don't cancel the games when there's injuries. So we have to all do a better job. Again, you know, it probably gets boring listening to me, coaches and players. We all just need to do a better job of playing and coaching better on Sundays.